This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Denver police will test a gunshot detection system this afternoon and tonight. The live gunfire test begins at this hour and will last until 11:30 tonight. Police are calibrating the city's shot spotter system that detects when and where a gun is fired and alerts authorities. Officials say there is no danger to the public. As businesses reopen, officials are urging tourists to stay safe while traveling around Colorado. Kathy Ritter leads the state's tourism office. She tells Colorado Matters that travelers should always check restrictions before they set out.
And it is a confusing landscape for travelers today. There are some destinations that are throwing their arms open to welcome visitors, but there are still some communities that are taking a cautious approach based on their local health conditions.
Ritter says recent reopenings like in Aspen and Rocky Mountain National Park have given officials in other destinations new confidence to encourage more travel. Aspen is giving some residents a $25 gift card to spur local spending as the town recovers from COVID-19. The Aspen Times reports the roughly 15,000 residents who got food tax refunds this year are eligible for the pool of $50,000. The gift cards can be used only once by July 6th. 79 in Denver, 61 in Vail, 86 in Pueblo. Chance of thunderstorms along the Front Range tonight. This is CPR News.